Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now a call in on the question, do you want the 2016 Democratic Convention at the Barclays Center? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Brooklyn, weigh in. Anyone else, weigh in. 212-433-9692. Do you want the 2016 Democratic Convention at the Barclays Center? And we ask because, as you may have heard, members of the DNC, the National Committee, are checking out the Barclays Center today as the possible host site for the Democratic National Convention in 2016. Did you hear about this? And do you want to weigh in, whether you're yay or nay or mixed? One of the ways the DNC is checking out Brooklyn is by doing the commute between the Barclays Center and Midtown, where most of the delegates would be staying. But they're not taking the train, these testers. They're driving with special dedicated travel lanes. Senator Chuck Schumer says that on off times, the drive from Barclays to Midtown takes him 15 minutes. Ha! Off times. It must be 3:30 in the morning on Sunday. Sounds like a real estate agent trying to sell you on your longer commute home. And that's without the DNC. Do you think your commute could handle the four-day crush, presumably in August of 2016, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What do you think about the fact that many of the delegates would be staying in Manhattan but commuting to the convention in Brooklyn? This is what we're told, by the way, because there aren't enough hotel rooms in Brooklyn, they say, and many will just want to stay in Manhattan anyway. So that makes sense? Or is that a recipe for a logistical disaster? 212-433-9692. Are you perplexed as to why they just can't stay at the Holiday Inn Express on 4th Avenue in Brooklyn? 212-433-9692. And some high-profile politicians are out there lobbying, hoping the convention comes to Brooklyn, including Mayor de Blasio, Senator Schumer, and supposedly the Clintons. In fact, there is this historical and family symmetry that's become one of the narratives about this. Bill Clinton accepted the nomination for president back in 1992 at Madison Square Garden. Wouldn't it be poetic, their fans say, if Hillary were to accept the nomination here in New York, too, in Brooklyn? And I realize that assumes a lot, like that she's going to be the nominee and that she's going to run. But listeners, yay or nay, bring the DNC to Brooklyn 2 years from this month. And I'll throw in one more wrinkle before we go to your calls. With big political conventions, the Republican National Convention back in 2004 at Madison Square Garden comes to mind. With big political conventions come protesters. And sometimes, despite the lawful right to demonstrate, relations between protesters and security forces, the police, can be fraught. In fact, when New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton was on the show last hour, I asked him about the plans to deal with protesters if Brooklyn hosts the DNC, especially in light of what happened at the Republican convention in 2004. So I want to play under a minute of our exchange. This begins with my question to Commissioner Bratton last hour. What would you do differently from the Bloomberg-Kelly force in 2004 when it was widely perceived that they did a kind of preventive detention sweep of the streets and then got pretty embarrassed in court by so many arrests being discredited?
What we will do going forward is what we always try to do, learn from the past, what worked, what didn't work, what was deemed to be appropriate, what was deemed to be inappropriate. So as we've come out of that period of time, as I've come out of many similar types of issues that I've been exposed to in my career, both experiencing personally, watching my colleagues deal with, you always attempt to learn. Policing is an evolving continuum.
So can
you try to learn from the past to shape your strategies for the future.
Can you be specific at all about how you would accommodate lawful demonstrations differently at a Democratic convention?
No, I cannot be. That we will accommodate them lawfully. Basically that's the commitment that we have going forward.
So, no, I can't be specific, said Commissioner Bratton, but he seemed to indicate that they would learn from things that maybe didn't go so well, as carried out by the police at the Republican National Convention at the Garden in 2004. So that's another question we could add in. What would you like to see set up for the protesters in Brooklyn. Where should it be? How should it be arranged? Different from the Manhattan site. So how should the protesters be accommodated? And do you want the DNC at the Barclays Center in August 2016? 212-433-WNYC. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, do you want the Democratic National Convention at the Barclays Center 2 years from now? We're going to do this. We're going to take a lot of calls really fast and do it in 5 minutes, and then we're going to pay tribute to Robin Williams for the rest of the show. Joseph in Prospect Heights, DNC in Brooklyn, yay or nay?
I say no. I'd love to have them hosted. I love the branding of using the Barclays Center for the Democratic National Convention, but I live on Eastern Parkway. I need to commute into the city. No doubt my life will be ruinous trying to pass through that area either by bicycle or by train, car, bus, anything during that time.
You won't take a little inconvenience for 4 days for the pride for New York, for the money for New York?
Pride for New York and money for New York, but it's also branding for Bill de Blasio to have these towers in Barclays Center and look at all the affordable housing he built, which is ironic considering that all the water from all of those new developments is going to go right into the Gowanus Canal. And that's, you know, I mean, that, is that where we want to have the Democratic National Convention dumping into a toxic waste site? That's my other concern.
Thank you very much. Michael in Crown Heights, DNC, yay or nay?
Absolutely. To the previous caller at my neighboring neighborhood of Prospect Heights, you know what? Over here in Crown Heights, a few blocks over, we're a much more vital and vibrant, exciting neighborhood. We're absolutely in support of this kind of thing. I own 5 businesses here in a few block radius. Shot in the arm to the businesses. Absolutely. Bring it on.
Good for business. Bring it on. What do you say to those commuters who are going to be inconvenienced?
Get over it. Come on. This is something fantastic. Once in a lifetime, all our kids, our children, you know, will remember this. It'll be, we'll have the buttons for a long, long time, and we'll remember this. It's going to be a great thing for Brooklyn.
Thank you very much. Trisha in Windsor Terrace, you're on WNYC. Hi, Trisha.
Hey, good morning. I would like to not see it happen in Brooklyn. As a matter of fact, my greatest fear is that Prospect Park will be used as an overflow, and I think what Brooklyn really needs is a central Zocalo. And I think Atlantic Yards, we should use eminent domain to take back from Ratner what he took from Brooklyn. And if we do have it here, we need a place right next to the stadium to talk about it.
You're the second caller to bring up Ratner. So is there lingering Atlantic Yards politics here, like don't make the Barclays Center a showcase?
Exactly. There's such a lingering. I mean, it was a vibrant community. They said that it wasn't. And it just, we do need jobs here, but we also need respect here. And we weren't treated with respect.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Glenn in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, good morning. Having the convention here, no. The reason why, it's because, as you just said, that these people, the delegates, would be staying mostly in Manhattan, and they'd be traveling by car in special lanes. Well, they're going from a congested area and making it even more congested. And the simple fact that if you're going to have the protesters, which there will be, and by all rights, by our First Amendment rights, have the right to be there, and they don't need to be in free speech zones. They need to be directly in front of the cameras. They need to be directly on the streets, on the sidewalks, and protesting the corruption that's within our government in both parties.
So why not have it here so that the protesters can be in the media spotlight in New York?
Because we all know how the police will handle this. As Bratton said, he's not going to comment. So they're already preparing for this. They know that they're going to try to corral these people into areas that are going to be blocks, if not miles, away from the convention center, just to make sure that only a little bit of their voices are heard.
We'll find out if they get it. Glenn, thank you. One more. Kerry in Fort Greene. You're on WNYC. Hi, Kerry.
Hey there, Brian. Brian, my general feeling is that although I'm a Democrat and a huge supporter, and I'd actually love to attend the convention, given the politics of how the Barclays Center was created and the fact that the project was never fully completed with the affordable housing and the residential towers and all the things that were promised to residents of Fort Greene and Prospect Heights and the surrounding areas,
they say they're coming.
It just leaves a sour taste in my mouth at the idea that Bill de Blasio would want to have the convention there.
All right. Same point, which obviously is a thread among Atlantic Yards opponents, very heartfelt, that comes up time and again. So they don't want that. I think it's going to go to Philadelphia anyway. Maybe Columbus. which are two of the other finalist cities, because they're in Pennsylvania and they're in Ohio. But you never know. So they're going to decide. When are they going to decide? They're going to decide in December, I think, right? Is that when it is? Sometime this winter, they're going to decide who gets the Democratic convention in 2016, Barclays Center in Brooklyn, one of the four finalists.